Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I am the Get Fit Guy. Have you ever heard of a thing called super slow resistance training? Well, the idea is that if you exercise in a very slow and controlled fashion, that you'll get stronger and avoid injury while spending less time at the gym. Sounds intriguing? I think so too. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Plus, I'm going to give you a super slow, exclusive, quick and dirty workout. Now, although the super slow training style has been popping up more and more over the last few years, super slow resistance training was actually originally used by bodybuilders back in the 1960s. In fact, the benefits of performing an exercise with an extremely slow tempo can be traced to a Strength and Health magazine article that was written in 1962 by the late Bob Hoffman. The article actually stated that slow tempo movements were being used by the weightlifters at the York Barbell Club, which was a weightlifting team that won many international competitions and were also breaking world records. Now, back then, it was referred to as muscle contraction with measured movement, and it involved lifting for 10 seconds up and 10 seconds back down. Now, okay, if you've ever tried to do a squat or a push-up or an overhead press for 10 seconds in each direction, you know that this can require some pretty high levels of patience and mindfulness, and it's also pretty darn hard. As a matter of comparison, a traditional resistance training routine would typically take about 1 to 2 seconds to lift and perhaps only slightly longer to lower that weight. In a standard Nautilus training program, an athlete will perform 8 to 12 repetitions, with each repetition having a 2-second concentric action, a 1-second pause, and then a 4-second eccentric contraction. So the total time for this type of set would take about 55 to 85 seconds to complete. But with our super slow training protocol, doing only 4 to 6 repetitions instead of that 8 to 12 repetitions, with a 10 second concentric phase followed by a 10 second eccentric phase, it would only take slightly longer to do fewer reps. In a paper from the early 1980s, researcher Ken Hitchens wrote about the super slow technique while he was leading a study that involved a group of elderly women who had osteoporosis. Now, he believed this technique was safer for the participants than a regular lifting style was. When they used the standard weightlifting protocol of 2 seconds up and 4 seconds down, Hitchens was concerned about the women's, and I quote, erratic form. So he implemented the super slow lifting, and the women in the study made dramatic gains in strength. And an interesting part of the newer version of the super slow resistance workouts is that rather than doing multiple sets for each body part, you just do one long set for each exercise. Each set is performed until muscle failure or until your form degrades to the point of being dangerous. At this point, you move on to another body part. Now, don't be fooled. just because elderly ladies did it and because it involves moving slower and actually exercising for an overall shorter amount of time, well, that doesn't mean that it is easy. I'm going to get kind of nerdy for a minute here and talk about the physiology. One of the main objectives of super slow resistance training is to create more tension in a muscle for a given workload. This is done by decreasing the speed of movement. The amount of tension that is generated in a muscle is directly related to the number of contracting fibers. Each muscle fiber or cell contains several hundred to several thousand myofibrils, which are composed of myosin, a thick fiber, and actin, which is a thin fiber, protein filaments. Now, inside those muscle fibers, the slower the rate at which the actin and myosin filaments slide past each other, the larger the number of links or cross bridges that form between them. The more cross bridges there are at a given time, the more tension is created in the muscle. So, when you are moving your muscles very slowly, a higher number of cross bridges can be formed, which should lead to a maximum amount of tension being created during a workout. And this tension provides a boost in the stimulation of muscle strength development. Now, although I wasn't able to find any evidence to support or indeed refute the idea that super slow training is safer than a more traditional style of lifting, I think it's pretty plausible, and so does a fellow named Dr. Doug McGuff, who's the author of the book Body by Science. In his book, he says, and I quote, "With other exercises, to make them more challenging, you usually have to increase the force required, which brings on aches and pains. This makes them more dangerous. With super slow, you can make exercise more challenging without increasing force." Now, while it is true that the most important aspect of training safely, whether you're lifting slow or fast, is good form, I believe it is possible to maintain good form at any speed. The idea that a slower cadence may lend itself to developing a more mindful or attentive lifter does make sense, although, you know, that may be more dependent on the personality type rather than the speed alone. So, there's that. Now, you may be wondering, how effective is this style of resistance training? Well, according to a study in the British Journal of Sports and Medicine called Comparison of Once Weekly and Twice Weekly Strength Training in Older Adults, super slow resistance training, well, it may just work. At least it did in these older adults that they studied. In the study, a group of subjects aged 65 to 79 years old were randomly assigned to two groups, who each performed just one set of exercises all the way through to muscular fatigue. Now, group 1 trained one day a week, and group 2 trained twice a week, using 3 lower body and 3 upper body exercises for a total of 9 weeks. Using this super slow style of training, researchers noted no difference in strength changes between training once a week versus twice a week, which doesn't really seem like a win at first glance, but when time is of the essence, this is significant. Also, back in 2001, there were 3 studies that were done that compared super slow to traditional lifting. Now, 2 of those studies showed a small advantage to super slow, and the 3rd showed a small advantage for traditional lifting. So, okay, this style of single weekly super slow resistance training probably isn't going to get you on the fast track to being on the cover of Bodybuilders Weekly, but it appears to be a great strategy when your time is limited. And also, at the end of those 2 studies, the researchers concluded, and I quote, "Super slow training is an effective method for middle-aged and older adults to increase strength." Plus, as the authors noted in another article, you don't have to find or purchase any fancy exercise machines to do this type of training. You can use your own body weight or some resistance bands or kettlebells or dumbbells. Combine those devices with exercises like squats, lunges, push-ups, overhead presses, or rows right in your own home, backyard, garage, basement, or office, and you are good to go.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, now it's time for me to give you a fun workout that incorporates some of these super slow exercises that you can try at home. But first, let's look at how to do some of the individual exercises properly. Let's start with squats. Now, you can feel free to use a door handle or a sturdy piece of furniture for balance if you need to, and stand with your feet hip-width apart and then squat down slowly, taking 10 seconds until your thighs are as close to parallel to the floor as you can manage. Then pause there for 2 seconds and then start going back up. Make sure you take the full 10 seconds to reach the top. Then immediately change directions and do it all again, nice and slowly. Continue to do this with good form until your form starts to suffer. And here's a pro tip, don't forget to breathe. Okay, now let's look at a push-up. Get down onto the floor into a plank position with your hands shoulder width apart and your wrists directly under your shoulders. Then slowly lower yourself for 10 seconds until your chest and your shoulders almost touch your hands. Then pause for 2 seconds and slowly raise your body back up to the starting position, arriving there after 10 seconds. Again, continue this movement with good form until you simply can't do another rep. And again, don't forget to breathe. Now let's look at pull-ups or pull-downs. Now, as I explained in the episode called Do You Have a Pull-Up Bar at Home? You can always start with a chair under the bar if it means that you can complete this exercise properly. Don't let your ego get in the way of doing this exercise well. Now, get under your pull-up bar or grasp the ends of a resistance band and slowly pull your body weight up for 10 seconds until your chin passes the bar, or you pull the resistance bands down until your hands are basically in your armpits. Breathe for 2 seconds and then slowly, for 10 seconds, return to that starting position. Continue with this perfect form until you can no longer complete a repetition. And did I happen to mention breathe? Okay, now here is one of my favorite workout circuits that incorporates some cardio, some explosive lifting, some regular tempo lifting, and also some super slow training. So go through this entire circuit with minimal rest between each exercise, and I'd say do 2 to 6 rounds of this circuit, depending on your level of fitness and the time available. Now, you don't have to memorize this entire thing. You can find this workout over at quickanddirtytips.com/getfitguy and just look for episode 430. Now, here we go. Warm up with 5 to 10 minutes of a full body movement. And personally, I like to do sun salutations for that. Then we move on to the main set. And first, we do 5 to 10 explosive burpees. Then we move on to 10 super slow push-ups. Then move on to 20 regular speed mountain climbers. Then do 5 to 10 super slow pull-ups or pull-downs. Then do 15 regular speed dips, and then move on to 10 super slow squats, followed by 30 seconds of jumping jacks, and then you can rest for 30 seconds before you start that whole thing over again. Now, once you're done your 2 to 6 rounds or you're running out of time, use any of the techniques that I outlined in the episode called Cooling Down After Exercise to make sure you're good and cooled down. Although the overall efficacy of super slow resistance training versus traditional strength training clearly warrants some future research, it is clear that both training methods show significant increases in strength. And since we all should be focusing on having a wide variety of resistance training stimulus in our exercise regimen, why not incorporate both methods? Some of you may find the super slow method tedious, while others may love the extra challenge and the muscle burn that it presents. So I encourage you to at least give it a try, especially during those times when, well, you don't have enough time to squeeze in your normal, decent workout. Thanks for listening, everybody. Get Fit Guy is written, narrated, and produced by me, Brock Armstrong, with some heavy lifting and editorial support from Beata Santora. Our sprinting social community manager is Morgan Ratner, our endurance advertising manager is Michelle Margulis, and our head coach at McMillan Podcasts is Kathy Doyle. Now, what are you waiting for? Get out there and lift something super slow.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thgeneration.com.